This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. Hope it's going to be a great day for you. The work of the Holy Spirit, we talk about that in the church and sometimes people ask about it. How is the Holy Spirit seen? Does he make himself felt and known to people? Do we expect him to be manifested in ways that we understand? Is the Holy Spirit, we talk about him as the third person of the Trinity, is he almost anonymous? Jesus compared actually the Holy Spirit to the wind. Because in John 3 we read the statement, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes to." So it is, he said, with everyone born of the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit. If you're into sailing, one of the most obvious things about the wind is that it's invisible. I haven't actually seen the wind, and yet I understand if you're sailing, the wind is one of the most essential ingredients, apart from the boat, obviously, for sailing. And if you jib unintentionally, the boom swings over, hits you on the back of the head. The tiller and the rudder and those sort of things can actually be there for the wind. And if you see a squall approaching, then of course you have to work fast. But the wind itself, I don't think I've ever seen the wind. And if we believe only what we can see, then there's really no reason to believe that that wind exists. We certainly feel it, and if you're into sailing, you will know what I'm talking about. But when the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit does, is evident by how he is manifested. In the Epistle of the Galatians, we read some challenging descriptions of the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting to just think about this for a while this morning. In Galatians 5:16, it says, "Live by the Spirit." In other words, make the will of the Divine Spirit your principle of life. And we're talking here about the Holy Spirit, who is gentle and gracious, powerful, holy. It's a powerful work. Every virtue, well, every victory that we might have in the Christian life is because of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul spoke about this. He said, "Live by the Spirit, and you'll not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." And he went on to sort of explain that. He said the sinful nature desires what's contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so you don't know what you want. And he was probably speaking from personal experience. So we just don't float along on the wave of ecstasy when we live in the Spirit. Someone said, "Well, since I became a Christian, I feel temptation much more than I used to. What's the matter with me?" The answer probably would be you've hardly felt it before because you didn't have to fight against it. The Spirit of God wasn't there to give you that motivation. But since you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit is there and things can crop up in your life that you think, "I shouldn't do that." Well, we can be led by the Spirit because that's what the Scripture also talks about. Leading in the sense of specific guidance. If you talk to people today, many of them who are Christians would tell you about how the Holy Spirit's helped them. For example, in specific things in their job, the choice of the job or perhaps to move to another job, they felt the Holy Spirit's told them. In their marriage, they feel the Holy Spirit helps them in their marriage, perhaps where there are problems or issues that need attention. Problems that might come from day to day, the Holy Spirit somehow is able to help us, and that's a wonderful thing to know. What about when we have to make a decision, what we're going to do with our life or something like that? We can ask the Holy Spirit to prompt us and to help us. So in the specific meaning of all this is being led. The Holy Spirit is leading us. I think that's why the Bible says, well, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and that's listed as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They're all great things, aren't they? Things that the Holy Spirit actually is able to do. Keep in step with the Spirit is another thing that the Bible talks about. And that is a good idea to not just surrender to him, but to go with him. And that can take some time, but it means keeping up with the Holy Spirit. Well, dear Lord, we thank you for these truths. Sometimes, Lord, they're not easy to understand, but they're in your word to help us understand the Holy Spirit and to move with him and to allow him full access into our life. And we thank you for that privilege. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.